Good morning. It is 8:18 and you're listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about some events that are coming up this summer, I have representing the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, Robyn Gray Davis, and representing Sitka Fest, Paul Cox. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
And something very intriguing. There's this theater group in town, Strange Attractor. Tell me a little bit about that, Robyn.
Well, we are a company of five actor-creators who live in three different cities, and we've been making theater over the last 2.5 years in each of those cities, Philadelphia, Providence, Rhode Island, and over in Juneau. So this year, this summer, we're doing a little Southeast Alaska tour, including teaching at the circus camp, at the Fine Arts Camp this week. We have a show this Saturday here in Sitka. And then we'll be in Juneau, Tenneke Springs, and Haines the following weeks, after teaching at the middle school camp as well.
So when you're in Rhode Island, is it very exotic to them that you're doing a Southeast Alaska tour?
Yes. And it's interesting, when we go back to Rhode Island, there's lots of connections and people, actually, that we've found that have connections to Alaska. But being the smallest state and the largest state, the amount of population that's in Rhode Island versus the population that's up here in Alaska, there's all these interesting relationships between the two states.
And speaking of relationships, the show that you're doing, Enlightenment on E Floor North.
Yes.
What, tell us a little bit about that, and maybe relationships fall into place.
Absolutely. Well, Enlightenment on E Floor North is kind of taking a look and investigating the tedium of work and our workplace in America. So we are taking the lens or the perspective of museum security guards. And one of our members, Jed, has worked as a security guard at the RISD Museum in Providence. So that kind of was the inspiration for the show. The amount of hours that you just stand, maybe completely by yourself if no one is in the gallery, and what happens in our imaginations, what happens as we are getting paid, basically, just to stand and breathe and be awake, what happens in those hours when you're on the clock. And then also the fascinating people who either end up as security guards at museums or choose to be there. There's a real diversity of characters, basically, that that work that particular job. And, you know, it's an invisible workforce almost, right? You're not supposed to really pay attention to the guards in a gallery. But if you start looking at that, it's a very fascinating, interesting world. So we've taken that and made a little theatrical explosion of that space.
And this company, a Strange Attractor, a company of four?
Yes, a company of four, and we have an associate actor creator with us, so there's five of us, four of us in the show, and one is directing the show.
And is this what you would call traditional theater, like act one, act two, very structured?
Not at all. We start with an idea like, hey, let's make a show about museum security guards, and we create all of the show. So though we may take music or dance and mush it all together, but it's not a narrative structure necessarily. There is a journey that we like to take the audience on, but it's not necessarily act one, act two, act three, or scene one, two, scene two. Well, then we have the scenes, and they are in order, but but it's not so much a narrative piece.
But it's still entertaining.
Just very entertaining, yes, I have to say, and very enjoyable. We like to have fun on stage and have our audiences have fun, definitely.
Yesterday, you were rehearsing at the Haim Center on campus, and I went over there to talk to the director, and she said some of the people working out in the Haim Center said, why are there FBI security guards here? And they had to say, no, it's a theater company. They're rehearsing.
Maybe unnerved by you wearing a suit.
Exactly. We all have blue blazers and gray ties and khaki pants. And so, yes, we look very official, especially when we have our radios on. And we just purchased some radios off of eBay for the show. So we have real radios.
That's good. Who knew eBay was going to be the props closet for future events? And one question, Strange Attractor, that's a very provocative group name. Was there a long process to come up with that?
Yes, there certainly was. And, you know, our whole company is really about collaboration and that, I don't know, collaborative, creative space when you meet. It's a meeting of the minds, a melding of the minds, but a bashing of the minds sometimes. And so in all of our artistic process, really, and when you start from almost nothing and try and create something out of nothing together, it can be a very long and arduous process to the polished ending. And so coming up with that name, we went through quite a roller coaster ride of ideas and names and labels for who we are.
And what's not strange is anyone who's involved with the Sitka Fine Arts Camp is very busy and wears a lot of hats. And I believe you have class soon.
I do. I have to run back up to campus and teach at the circus camp because Strange Attractor is also the resident company at the Fine Arts Camp this year for theater and the circus camp. So we're all teaching. I'm going to have to dash away now. Our show, Enlightenment on E-Floor North, is at 2:30 this Saturday up at the Allen Hall in the new Odessa Theater, which Paul is going to talk about a little bit in just a second, I think. And we're asking $10 for tickets, and you can get those just at the door. And it would be lovely to share this work with as many people in Sitka as possible.
Well, thanks. Thanks for joining us. And I think you have a classroom full of clowns waiting for you.
That's true.
Literally.
Yes,
acrobatics,
right?
I do. Yes, acrobats and clowns and
acrobatics 301. Go.
And like
go.
That.
So you're not going to be late. You have to drive fast now.
I'm gonna
go. Slam the door on your way out so we know you're gone.
So thank you, Holly.
Bye.
Thank
bye, Robin.
Bye. See you later.
Ciao. Bye.
Nothing like a little adrenaline to make a fast exit. So, Paul, you also have a very ambitious summer ahead of you. Sitka Fest. There's a lot happening.
I know. Over 50 events over 3 months. We're trying to fill the SJ campus with activity, sort of. And we're pulling together all the great things that all the groups that exist on campus contribute to our cultural life here in Sitka, from the Sitka Summer Music Festival, which is in full swing now with amazing programs, to Fine Arts Camp, Strange Attractor, TEDx, the list goes on.
Oh, that's right. TEDx debuted last year.
And we're going to do a second one on July 20th. Yeah.
How do you stay sane with all these moving parts? What's your background that gives you the focus of the arts and sort of a managerial position?
I do a lot of ohms, you know, like before the interview, Ravelin and I were going, "Om, we must be calm." So there's a lot of that going on. But it's actually, you know, it's the thing. If you do what you love, it's never work. And so it's exciting to meet all the great, you know, directors around the campus and then talk about what they're bringing in. So we're sort of like a loose consortium of culture and science with the Science Center too. And every time I talk to them, I get excited about being from here and coming back.
And where are you originally from?
Sitka.
Okay.
I was born and raised here. Now I teach in Ohio during the school year. I teach at Oberlin College and Conservatory. And I come back and I love working with Roger and Zul and all the folks on campus. And in a sense, I grew up with all of them. Zul and I went to Interlochen together in the 80s, and Roger and I grew up, and we went to college together as well. So it's like coming home, for sure. Like a salmon coming home, yeah.
Except I think your fate's a little bit better
than
the salmon. You smell much better than a salmon in August.
Exactly.
And what is the Sitka Fest season? It's underway now until?
Late August, the very end of August. So we can go backwards. We have the Sitka Fellows are coming back for their second year, where we have something like 8 to 10 interesting people who are under 30, entrepreneurs, novelists, musicians, artists, poets, graphic artists coming together and they work in Sitka, get inspired by Sitka, and then at the very end they sort of display their work and do these community outreach programs. But it's a very intensive moment for them to hone their craft. It's kind of like Rhodes Scholar in Sitka.
And we had a few of them, luckily, on the air to sort of tell us about their projects.
And we're going to send them all back here this year as well.
That sounds terrific.
You'll have a lot of guests.
I love that. We like having a vibrant community. And how do people find out about all these events that are happening? Is there a go-to place?
Yeah, we have a wonderful link on the Sitka Fine Arts Camp website called Sitka Fest, and they can go there and download our calendar. And we have this great flyer, and we're sort of papering the town with these flyers. You can get them at the back door and the Larkspur libraries. We're just going to sort of have them everywhere. Or you could, if you want to play it safe, come by the Sitka Fine Arts Camp office and pick up a bunch.
And it's nice. You can plan out your whole summer. Your whole social calendar will be filled for sure. Well, Paul Cox, thank you for joining me, telling us about Sitka Fest. Robin Gray Davis making a terrific exit to get to class. And we hope you come back again.
Thanks, Holly.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
I want some seafood, mama.
I want some seafood, mama. Choo-choo
to Broadway. It's time again for the annual Sitka Summer Music Festival Crab Feed. Bring your friends and family to this popular community event this Sunday, June 16th. Dungeness crab plus salads and desserts will be served at the Crescent Harbor Shelter beginning at 3 p.m. Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books, online at sitkamusicfestival.org, or at the shelter until they're sold out.